Hello, everybody. Andy here again. Well, the other day I actually wrote a blog post, which I'll put a description to below this particular audio boo, and it was all about the sexing up or supposed sexing up of a particular TV programmes or TV programmes in general. And this goes across most of the media because we see now the way that media companies now don't, in my opinion, tend to treat certain programmes, certain subjects with the respect that they actually deserve, and they tend to bring in different presenters, younger presenters maybe, to try and appeal to a slightly different audience. I'm sure this is all down to advertising and money and all that, and I can see that point of view, but ultimately what they end up doing is spoiling the programmes for some other people. Maybe I'm in a minority and the people that would agree with me are in a minority, I don't know. But the particular programme that I spoke about in that blog was a programme called Time Team, which is like an archaeological programme on Channel 4, and they've changed their format a little bit for their new series, and it hasn't worked, and there's been some rumblings. So I don't want to go over what I wrote in the blog post, but coincidentally there's another program that I've literally just started watching the second series of. It's a program on a satellite channel called Mud Men. Once again, it's a bit of an archaeological program, so you can see where some of my interests lie. I heard about it, thought this sounds really good. The whole idea is that the program follows a particular guy who's got a license to dig on the foreshore of the River Thames when the tide goes out, and he delves around and digs around in the mud. And you say you have to have a license to do this. He's one of a small group of people who've got this license, and he's dug up loads and loads of historical artifacts. Now this guy is really, really interested in history. He's not, you know, doing it to make money or anything like that. He's genuinely interested. And you think about all that history that must be there around the River Thames, certainly in the centre of London, and it's a very, very worthwhile effort. But he's joined by a co-presenter, and so I started watching this thinking this should be a good programme. Now to me, I've lasted one and a bit programmes and I don't think I can take it anymore. The whole idea is good, but as with so many other things, it's a great idea, and there's a great idea sort of fighting to get out. There's a great TV programme there sort of fighting to get out. Of all the padding that's done, the programme is an hour long. It could be far less than that. Also, it is ruined, in my opinion, by the play-acting that goes along, mainly due to the celebrity named presenter, who has got an interest in what he's doing. There's no doubt about that. But whether it's him, whether it's the producers or whatever, I don't know what the first series was like. It maybe have changed, I don't know. But there's too much playing around, too much padding, as I said, and actually sort of play acting, and it takes away from the actual whole idea of the programme. You could have a far better programme if they just stuck to the basics. You can have a bit of messing around, of course you can. You know, that chemistry between two separate presenters is always a good thing. But as with all these things, there's a line in the sand in some ways that you shouldn't tread over, step over. And that line is there for a very good reason, because ultimately you end up turning people off. Now, as I said, I may be in a minority here, and maybe I'm not the sort of demographic, as they say, that they're necessarily appealing to. But if myself, someone who's actually interested in history, interested in what they're actually doing there and trying to present and show to you, and what, you know, what this mudlark, as they call them, is actually doing, sounds great to me. I've walked along the River Thames myself when the tide's been out, and I've even walked down onto the foreshore there, and I've thought, I wonder what history is sort of laying literally below the mud here. This programme is trying to show you, but I'm not going to be watching it now because of what they've done. It could have been a far better programme. As I said, this is just a personal opinion, but I'm sure that most people who are listening to this or have read that blog post can see what I'm getting at. I may be taking it to extremes, but ultimately, leave the programmes alone. Just report what you're going to report. Don't mess them about. Don't get glamorous presenters in, especially ones who don't really know what they're talking about. I'm not necessarily saying that's the case in these two programmes that I'm saying, but I've seen it elsewhere. They get the glamorous person in, get rid of the older, more established person who knows a bit more about what they're talking about. As I said, to try to appeal to a different audience. In my opinion, it doesn't work, but maybe I'm just a bit of an old grumpy old man now. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.